What's up, what's up, what's up, beautiful people? Welcome to episode 52 of Positivity Spartans. I am joined, as always, by my boy, Marcellus Majestic James. What's up, big dog?
What's happening?
You know, another day, another dollar. And today we are joined by a special guest, Ellen and Bowden. How you doing, love?
I'm good.
I love to hear it. And we are the inspirational, the motivational, the always sensational Positivity Spartans. I am hyped and I'm ready to go today. Hey, I've been working on that all day, Marcelo. I've been working on that all day, dog. I was like, yo, I'm going to come with the heat today. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my Les Brown. You got to be hungry today. You feel me?
I give it 2 thumbs up.
But I'm going to lead off with today's quote real quick by my man Malcolm X. Don't be in a hurry to condemn because they do not do what you do or think as you think or as fast. There was a time when you did not know what you know today. And I love that because, you know what I'm saying, I feel like, especially in social media, people tend to give their opinion and, like, kind of throw dirt on others, trying to say how, you know, trying to perpetuate that they're smarter than the other. But, you know, we all have different learning curves and we all learn things differently. See what I'm saying? Take the time to educate instead of, you know, always, how can I say that, being so judgmental.
Or making fun of someone.
Right.
You feel me? Knowledge.
You feel me? We are continuing our Youth Advocates, Youth Counselors series with the lovely Ellen and Bowden. Go ahead, give the audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I am a school counselor, just for middle school right now. Okay. But I recently relocated, so I'm now in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, you down in Georgia?
So it's a little different down here. But I've been in this position in Georgia for like a month so far. So okay. I haven't been here too long, but that's what I do. I'm a middle school counselor.
Okay, cool. And before that, you were doing the same thing?
So before that, I was primarily high school.
Okay.
But before that, I worked for...
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. Can you say that again? Oh, man, I lost it.
Crisis intervention.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's geared more towards like mental health episodes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're big advocates of mental health here.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Definitely. Yeah. You know what I mean? Especially in today's culture with everything. You know what I mean? Definitely. Mental health is so important. We can't stress that enough.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your, like, do you have a degree in that or what kind of training you went through?
My bachelor's is in social work, and then I have a master's in certification in school counseling.
Okay. Nice. Okay, so you put in the time. Now, is this like, let me ask you like this. How did you get started in this field? Like what inspired you?
So you want my honest answer?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the school counselors that I've had were horrible.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough.
But then in high school, there was one really good school counselor, and I always wanted him and never got him. I always had a terrible one. But I saw the difference that it made having a terrible one and the kids who got the really good one. And
was just it Mr. Licker?
Yes, sir. But he just made like such an impact, and I knew I wanted to do something like that. It took me a little bit longer to get to this. I wanted to try out different avenues, but I eventually got here. So that's really what got me started.
Yeah. No, that's dope though. I mean, that's really all it takes. You know what I'm saying? One spark of inspiration can lead to, you know what I mean, a multitude of things.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so you've been doing this. I'm sorry. You said you've been doing this how long again? I'm sorry. I said you broke up a little bit.
You mean just like in the mental health field or school counseling particularly?
No, mental health field. Yeah, all of it.
Ooh. Child, like, since we graduated, like, 20. So, like professionally since 2014.
Yeah. But you've been studying, what, since, like, 2011, 2010?
Yep.
Dang. So you've been deep in the trenches with it. Like, that's been, like, your focus and, like, your path, huh?
Financially too.
No, that's what's up. Hey, you know what I mean? Well, you can do something you love and get, you know what I mean, paid what you owe. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So did the position the position that you have now, is that what sparked your move?
Yeah, well, sort of. So I've been wanting to get out of Pennsylvania.
Don't blame you.
I got out of Lebanon a long time ago. I haven't been in Lebanon since like we graduated. But right. I just wanted to experience something different than Pennsylvania. So my best friend was living out here in Georgia. And so I would come visit all the time. I like the way of life down here. So I just figured that's something to experience. Yeah. So I the first place I applied is the first job I got. So I came.
Oh, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me one for one. And you can definitely tell the Southern hospitality is real, huh?
Amen. Oh, my goodness. It is so real.
You even got like a Southern.
What's that?
Your accent has changed to a Southern.
Yeah, it's yeah, like yeah. You got the little twang to it.
You started talking. I was like, who the hell is that?
It gets the best of you. You'll say it, especially when you're in places like Georgia.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're real sweet here, though.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Go ahead, myself.
As far as working in counseling, like, what has been one of the more rewarding things of doing your job?
I think seeing the growth, like, starting with a student or with a client in the very, very beginning, and then sticking with them through the trenches, and then seeing them come out on the other side. That's definitely the most rewarding. Seeing them conquer all their struggles.
Right. Yeah, and having a big part of that, I mean, like you, like your counselor did for you, I mean, you're doing the same thing for those kids now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say all of them. So I'm in a Title I school. Do y'all know what that means?
No, explain.
So Lebanon is actually Title I. Title I just means that it's an underperforming school with primarily low income families.
Okay.
And so Title I just basically means like they get funding from the government because it's low income.
Right.
But so my kids typically come from like really rough backgrounds, really not so good environments. So as a school counselor, it's really important to kind of be like their place of zen, like in their comfort zone, just because they might not have that person to talk to in the school system, at home. So schools really do play a big role in mental health.
Yeah, mental health and development. You guys, you know, for a lot of those kids that have, you know, kind of a darker life, you know, you can be the light. You can almost be that guidance, you know what I mean? And like, as you're supposed to be, you know what I mean? To keep them in school, to graduate, to want to, you know, do like we did and get up out of where they came from. That's so good. Yes. That was going to be my next question, was like the type of demographics you work with. Has it always been like that?
Yeah. At my school, yeah. I think in total, there might be like 8 white kids in the whole school.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And actually, this is really dope. So you don't really see this a lot in Pennsylvania, but the staff at my school is primarily people of color.
Wow. That's love. Yeah, that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's awesome. Yeah, we definitely don't, because, you know, I mean, we always talk about, I mean, I've never had a black teacher going through Lebanon High School, and I believe there was only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and isn't that crazy? Because the student demographics is flip-flopped.
Right.
Majority Hispanic now in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
Now you being in that situation, like, do you see more of a connect between the students and the teachers as well?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the kids have more of like a brighter outlook on their future because they see people who look like them in professional positions.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, definitely. You know, representation matters. We talk about that all the time.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So does that become a barrier for you, being a non-person of color in a school full of
life? I don't necessarily think it's a barrier. I think that it's definitely like a bridge that's crossed. Like they don't trust me right away. Mm-hmm. But that's a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
So a lot of my time when I first got here was just kind of like getting to know these kids, like building rapport, like kind of building that trust up.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's important to have somebody like me with these kids, just because I'm very open and I'm cool with having a conversation about color, about racial injustices. Like, I know a lot of some white people are not.
Right.
I think it's good that these kids have these discussions as early as these kids are, just so that they can get a broader outlook on things.
Yeah.
Simbone is woke.
Right. Yeah, I mean, see, it's nothing wrong with that. You know, because we all need the allies. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, you being in that position and them still being able to talk to you and have that conversation with you, I mean, it's good, because they may not have, you know, and for lack of a better term, another white person to talk to about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And these kids know I'm a ride for them. So
yeah. Yeah, you got their back. You know what I mean? So they, yeah. So like, so when building that trust, you know what I'm saying? You definitely build those like lasting relationships. Like with that being said, like, you said it's rewarding, but like, do you have any like stories of somebody like that you maybe have mentored at a young age and now you see them and they're kind of following your footsteps or anything like that?
So not in this current position, just because I've only known these kiddos for a month.
Right.
But I mean, even so, you see progress in a month. So I can tell you, I have a sixth grader, who family's gang affiliated.
Mm-hmm.
Coping skills really isn't really in their bloodline.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of deal with things differently.
Right. So he came to school, beginning of school, like real, had some real anger issues, would tear up a classroom. Fighting was the answer to everything. Mm-hmm. I've been working with him on a weekly basis. I'm just going over different coping skills, kind of learning how to process emotions. And so we took behaviors down from multiple times a day to, I think he has gotten in trouble maybe once in the past 2 weeks.
No, that's progress. That's hella progress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hella progress.
Yeah. I mean, even like small things are like big things for these kids.
Yeah. So do you see a little more leniency in the school nowadays than you did when, per se, we were going through?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, there's like more understanding.
School has evolved since we were in school. Uh-huh. There's definitely more accommodations, especially like with trauma-informed teaching in classrooms. It's definitely more lenient, for sure, than when we were in school.
Yeah.
I feel like staff are also much more understanding. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm in a school where a lot of the staff also grew up in similar situations, so they can be more understanding than
our
staff when we were in school. But they're definitely way more understanding now, for sure.
That's what's up. And I think that was kind of like the disconnect that we've seen a lot of times in our school. Because, you know, y'all remember Polaris?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where, like, they just shipped up, they packed up all the kids that they felt were troublemakers and just sent them to a whole different building.
Right, and that, like, is so wrong.
Right. Like, I mean, now you're making these kids who already, one, felt secluded, even more secluded. And, I mean, it didn't really help. You
know, and they're getting no additional resources other than they could get choked out if they do something.
Right. Which was crazy, when in reality, they needed that, you know what I mean, that counseling, that guidance. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, they have the mental health struggles. And I think, you know, it's definitely a part that mental health is being talked about so much, and that, you know, people are realizing PTSD doesn't just come from soldiers. I mean, it doesn't just come from war. You can develop PTSD from your living situation, from toxic relationships, from, you know, what have you. And, you know, with the conversation being so prominent now, it's definitely refreshing to hear that schools are adopting that. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. It's so important.
Absolutely.
So, as a counselor, who counsels you? Like, what happens?
Ooh, good question.
My mama.
They don't give you like resources, though? Like, you get a couple of sessions?
They offer, it's called Employee Assistance Program.
Mm-hmm.
They have that, but So actually what was really dope about my my master's program is that in order to graduate with your counseling degree, you have to see a counselor yourself.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought is super cool. So I established a therapist through that.
Okay.
And I mean, it just solidified like the importance of the healing. The healers needed need healing as well.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, that was a great question myself, because I think, you know, strong people tend to forget that they also need the help sometimes too.
Mm-hmm. Self-care mm-hmm. is a real thing.
Oh man, self-love is the best love.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most abused too.
Mm-hmm. That's debatable. That's very debatable. like I was trying not to go on a tirade, so I'm just
we can disagree. It's cool.
Right. We'll talk offline on that one. Okay. So you know what I mean? Let's not skip over you throwing the mama part out there though. You know what I'm saying? Moms are some of the best counselors.
Oh, for sure. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like I just talked to my mama the other day, so shout out to mama, my Dukes. And I'm saying, gotta shout out the mamas all the time. How is your mother doing, by the way?
She is wonderful. She is a wonderful woman.
That's awesome. I love to hear it. Hey, if y'all couldn't tell, we all from the same place. You know what I'm saying? So if the listeners didn't know by now, yeah, we all from Lebanon. You know what I mean? Lebanon, good old Lebanon, PA. It's just, I think it's so dope, you know what I mean, getting to catch up with like the people from our graduating class, because we're all doing like different things in different aspects of life. And we're all like in different areas now, you know what I'm saying? Which is crazy. Like you're down there in Georgia, I mean, expanding your career, doing what you love to do. You know what I'm saying? We got people back home doing what they're doing. Our graduating class is pretty dope.
Oh, for sure.
Marcellus, y'all all right, but you know what I'm saying?
2011 was better.
I forgot you were in a different class.
Yeah, that's because your junior year? You were like weight training with me or something, right? Your junior, senior year?
I had weight training.
I think so.
I blocked out all of high school from my memory. You had a random class.
I was in like as a freshman with a bunch of seniors and juniors.
I was definitely in your math class.
That's what it was. Okay. it was one of my classes.
That's funny. That's funny. The resources, it's crazy. The resources and like things that we had of. Now,
dude, we had a sculpture in class. Like, what? Film is art? Yo, we had some dope classes set up around school. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people took those classes and, you know what I mean, they like ran with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't tell you how many like graphic designers I know from Lebanon High.
Mm-hmm.
Counselors, we got lawyers. We got it all, man. I love it.
Yeah.
I definitely love it. I would have introduced more of like, I don't know if Pennsylvania does this, but here they have like a STEAM program, which is science, technology, engineering, art and mathematics.
Yeah.
Which is super dope. So I wish they would have introduced like engineering and stuff.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool. I think I will check. What is
life skills more? Like the life skills class we had was like cooking, but nobody was teaching like how to manage credit and you know,
right. How to write a check.
Right. Nobody in this age knows how to write a check. Like,
I mean, it's kind of obsolete.
It is. It is. But I'm just saying.
First of all,
like,
I write checks. I don't know about y'all.
But I haven't written a check ever in my life. Like, no, I'm like, the first time I wrote a check, I was like 24.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Digital when I wrote a check.
We were talking about this the other day, like. As far as like money, right? Mm-hmm. You see your paycheck on a screen. When the last time you touched a full paycheck that you had, like touched it, cash money,
like dollar wise?
Yes. When the last time this happened?
I think before I joined the army, and I joined the army like 2011.
Long time.
Very long time.
Everything's digital now.
That's crazy. That is very crazy. I don't know. I don't know. Life is definitely evolving and definitely changing. There was a question I wanted to ask you, Ellen, and it slipped my mind because we got to talking about all that other good stuff. Not to say, I mean, it wasn't a great conversation. tell us a little more about some of your inspirations for counseling. So you said you had your own counselor. What are some of the things you do to stay inspired?
So I like to stay in touch with other school counselors, mm-hmm. Just because that's where we get a lot of our ideas from for like small group sessions, like, family involvement, different types of interventions or things that we can introduce to the like entire school system. Right. So I've gotten really close. So there's two of us at my school. So it's myself as a school counselor, and then there's another school counselor. So I've gotten really close with her. I just joined the board of Georgia school counselors.
Okay.
So just staying in tune with that.
Building your network.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you got any big goals for your career field?
Big goals.
Do you want to branch out and do something later on, or?
I don't know. I really, really like what I do right now. So mm-hmm. my preference is high school. So mm-hmm. I envision myself going back to that at some point. Because, listen, middle school is drama.
The hormones. Everybody's starting to hit you.
But I like high school because I like the college and career aspect of school counseling with high school students. Mm-hmm. I still do that with middle school, but it's not as important with middle school as it is with high school. Mm-hmm. So I definitely see myself going back to that just because I'm such a big advocate for college and some type of career outside of high school.
Right. So is that like your counseling philosophy, your counseling style? Trying to, you know, open their eyes for the future?
Yes. But not really with middle school. Like being that person, like that go-to person for them. Mm-hmm. Just because they're not thinking about future. I mean, these are like 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds. Like,
right.
They're not thinking about that. And if I'm telling them, like saying anything, they're not going to be listening to me.
So right now
it's more of like a pivotal age where they just need somebody to talk to, somebody to listen to them.
Yeah, definitely. Somebody who can actually hear them and not judge them off the rip, or listen to respond and actually listen to understand.
Right. Exactly.
Cool. That's cool. So like you have to be kind of flexible with your style depending on your position.
Oh, definitely. And it's even, you have to be flexible per student as well, because each student comes with their own unique needs.
Yeah, true. Very true. So that's a lot of personalities to deal with, huh?
Oh, yes.
So that being said, dealing with all those different personalities, different stories, different, you know what I'm saying? You know, some of them could probably bring a lot of stress on you, huh?
Yeah, definitely. But listen, I feel like Lebanon School District has prepared me tremendously to do what I do, honestly.
Yeah, like, so in a good way or a bad, like, how so?
I feel like, so in middle school, it was like eat or be eaten, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
a lot, like, you honestly, like, but that's just for like that age in particular. Like, you learn a lot of your survival skills at that age.
Right.
So I can, to some level, like these kids and I can relate to each other. Like, I remember what it was like in middle school. Like, that's a hard age.
Right. You get bullied just for being a little different, trying to fit in, trying to find your crowd, give me where you belong.
The answer to everything is the fight. Like,
right. Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. Got in so many petty fights.
Way more fights in middle school.
Right. The silliest.
Yeah, that's definitely true, though. I mean, I never really looked at it that aspect. I guess I kind of washed the, like, memory of school out of my brain, I guess, because of everything. It may be due to trauma or whatever, but, I mean, I don't really remember a lot from that part of my life, which is crazy. But, so what is it that you do to, like, decompress when the stress, you know, when the stress is piling on you? What does Ellen do to, you know what I mean, get back to being Ellen?
So my dog is like my therapy dog.
She is
a pit bull.
Ooh, love him.
She's my baby.
How old is she?
She's three. She's a rescue. Yeah.
That's about as old as Max is. Max is about 3-4 years old. He's an old man. He'll be 4 in March. Yeah.
That's not old. Stop calling him an old man.
You know, look, he's sleeping right here next to me, an old man. but go ahead. So your dog's your baby?
Yeah. So I like spending time with her, doing stuff with her. And then, honestly, I sound corny saying this, but look, my mom is like my sounding board. I could call her on the phone right now and I said, how many times do I call you a day? And she'll be like 500. Like, I call her all the time. But just
that's your lifeline, huh?
Uh-huh. Just talking to her kind of like calms me down. But
yeah,
I like to read. I'm a homebody, so just being at home kind of. Relax.
Say that again, Marcellus. You were kind of muffled.
I said, what are you reading right now? She said, relax. Right?
I don't know if now she's disconnected.
I don't know either.
I didn't hear what Marcellus said.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So what are you reading now?
Did you ever hear the book, A Silent Patient?
No.
It's a mental health book. It's about a, it sounds crazy, but it's about a woman who kills her husband and then she becomes selectively mute. And then it's written by the psychiatrist who has her as a patient and yada, yada, yada. But it's just interesting. I like brain books.
Yeah, different. No, that's what I'm saying. Hey, everybody got they niche. I'm a motivational book kind of guy. You know what I mean? So that's what I read, but that definitely sounds... If that was a TV show, I'd watch it.
See?
I'll get the audiobook.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of audio. I'm a fan of audiobooks. I like to listen to audiobooks, mostly because I'm like doing a lot of stuff throughout the day.
So I like can't to do it. I can't listen and digest completely if I listen to it.
Don't see, I'm a big music buff. You know what I mean? Like anything I do, I can listen to music, whether it's classical, country, I mean whatever like I'm doing, I can listen to a music to fit my mood. But lately, you know what I mean, like audiobooks, that's how I've been getting my audiobooks in. I just swap it for music.
Really? And you can retain it?
Yeah. And you know, it kind of goes faster, so I do it multiple times, you know what I'm saying? So I may listen to an audiobook 2 or 3 times just because I'm listening to it all day, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So go ahead.
I'm pretty sure I probably have like mild ADHD, so I can't like do one thing. If I sit down and try to read, I go to sleep because it's not enough stimulation for my brain.
Yeah.
So like, while I'm listening to an audiobook, I can be doing something else. Like,
right. Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Cleaning or driving or something like that. So it works for me.
Yeah, it definitely does. Definitely does. You still a hooper? You still a hoop?
Listen, these kids be trying me.
Do it. Get them.
Before I came here, I hadn't touched the basketball in like years.
Yeah.
But these kids got me going again.
That's what's up. No, like, and you know, sometimes that's what we need. We need them kids, you know what I'm saying, give us that little kick, remind us of who we was at once before.
Right, living out my glory days.
Mm-hmm. Right. They don't know. They don't know. You know what I mean, Ellie used to get down on the court.
That's the teacher game. Got to be lit.
I know, but I'm good. There's not one this year because of stupid COVID.
Yeah, next year, it's okay.
No, thank you for bringing that up because I always tend to forget that question. How did you deal with the challenges, or how do you deal with the challenges of COVID? You know what I mean, as a counselor in your position.
When I was in crisis, we didn't go virtual.
Mm-hmm.
So we were still going to people's houses. We were still going out in the community, to hospitals. So it was like COVID didn't even exist.
Right.
Now with school counseling, last year, I know this school was virtual. I'm gonna be honest, I hate virtual.
Yeah, you don't get the personal feel, the connect. I don't think the connect is there.
At all, and like, especially for counselors, like that relationship is so reliant on
body language.
Yes, honestly, because they can I mean, and they're in, if you think about it, you're having sessions while these kids are in their houses. So they're not right. going to be talking in front of their parents, their siblings, grandma, right. whoever else is in the house. So it's just difficult. So, but we're completely back in person now. So,
okay. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad things are like starting to get back to normal in a sense. Let's just say, you know, because that is very important. I mean, especially for counselors being in school, kids just getting out of their house in general. I know, you know what I mean? I got stir crazy when I had COVID, and it was just for like 2 weeks. I mean, and what's wild is you may be a homebody, but when you're forced to stay home, it's different.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely different, you know what I mean? So, you know, hearing that they're able to, you know what I mean, get that counseling that they need. Because like you said, you know, they may not feel as safe talking at home like they do in your office.
Mm-hmm.
And then not to mention, you know, I mean, kids are clever. They may be throwing a screen. They may not even be paying attention. They could be playing 2K while you're talking to them.
Right.
These kids are clever these days. But that's good to hear that things are getting back to normal. So we skipped over music a little bit, but we like to get a little segment called What You Bumpin'. So what's some type of music that you like to listen to?
I like ratchet stuff.
Yeah, we ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. You make the Stallion,
yeah,
Cardi B.
Yeah, I'm more of like a guy person though. I really listen to female.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Who's some of your favorite artists?
Lil Durk.
Okay. Yup.
Meek.
Yup. Okay.
Didn't his album just drop?
Who? Durk?
No, I think Meek just dropped the album like today.
Really?
I believe so.
I couldn't tell you. I'm gonna be honest. I've been stuck on COB. So I mean, I started listening to other stuff, and then I just went back to COB. But I've had that J. Cole. I've had that Heaven's EP on repeat for like 3 days now, though, too. So
see, I can't get into Drake. I really can't.
You know, he's not for everybody, but it's not. You know,
I like the old Drake.
The 2010 Drake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Thank me later, Drake. No, I dig that. What's one of your favorite songs out right now?
Oh, Lord. That's a hard one. Favorite song out?
What was the last song you played on your phone? Today.
If I look, it's gonna close out of this.
Oh no!
Oh, right.
It says, "Oh, I can pull it. I can pull my screen down though." It was All Love by Lil Durk.
Oh, so I have to stay true to Lil Durk. Okay. I'm starting to pick up Lil Durk. You know what I mean? I really found out about him. I ain't gonna lie, on the Drake feature. What was that? Laugh Now, Cry Later.
Uh huh.
After that is when I started listening to him. He's actually not a bad artist. I will give him that.
He was a singer first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
His first projects is all singing.
Speaking of singing rappers, Murray did just drop a new joint as well, and that shit is fire.
That man's everywhere.
Everywhere. I love it. You know what I mean? That's another one. You know what I mean? From Lebanon, PA. So, you know what I mean? Yep. Love to see it. Love to see it. Before we wrap things up, you know, we go, is there anybody you wanted to shout out or anything you wanted to share with the group, a little positive message to leave us with?
Oh, y'all put me on the spot.
I mean, no, you don't got to. You know what I mean? No pressure. You shouted out Mama twice already.
I know. Okay, she's my number one. No, but if I could just put a little positive light on counseling, please go talk to somebody. Everybody needs it. Even the happiest people in the world could benefit from seeing a therapist or a counselor. So go do it. Invest in yourself.
Absolutely. Like we said, that self love is the best love. And Marcellus, what did you say?
What did I say?
I don't remember. So yeah, we'll have to play it back. But no, I definitely agree with that. You know, because even like you said, even the happiest people, you know what I mean? They need to see somebody. They need to talk to somebody. You know what I mean? You know, doing this, I've said it 1,000 times, doing this is therapeutic. You know what I'm saying? It's not directly talking to a counselor. But as I talk to my therapist, he says, you know, to talk more, to be around more people, more positive energy. And this is where I get my positive energy from y'all. So once again, Ellen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Marcellus, man, I need you to come back to Texas, dog. I miss you, man.
Man, I am hurt out this way.
I believe it. They got you out in the Midwest. You'll be doing what you got to do.
It was 32 degrees this morning.
Ooh, yeah, nah. You can have that. I mean, and shout out to my man Lane. He couldn't be here with us today, but y'all know he out there doing what he got to do. You know what I mean? He on mission as well. So shout out to y'all, man. Thank y'all for, you know, taking the time so we could get this done.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having this podcast.
Oh, no, thank you. You know what I'm saying? We're trying. You know what I mean? We're doing what we're doing, trying to spread that positive light into the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody always says something about my voice, and people, I guess, listen to it. So why not use it to spread positivity, right?
Amen.
Okay, I do have some, Isaiah. I do.
Oh, what you got?
I'm just want to give some stats out because it's kind of cool. We're currently at 6,500 plays.
Hey.
Podcast.
Okay.
The Facebook page has about 500 followers. The group has 1,300 followers now. Jeez. So we're doing
it. We love it.
It's starting to grow.
We love the support. We love to see it, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm over here cheesing because I ain't know we was at numbers like that. Because I do it because, like I said, it's therapeutic. And, you know what I mean? I like to put out the information. I like to highlight good people. And, you know what I mean? I just love it. So, once again, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for tuning in. You know what I mean? Thank you, Marcellus. Thank you, Lane. Thank you, Ellen. And as always, positivity, prosperity, peace.